Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Morgan is still out planning her destination wedding. I hope it's someplace good. So Bill Bellamy is back.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us again, Bill.
This is so much fun, man, hanging out with you guys. You make it easy and we have such great topics.
Yes, we do. I hope you have this much enthusiasm, Hunter, next time we do some shows. Because I need you to have Bill's enthusiasm.
Let's have Bill do 300 episodes right. And see how chipper he is.
Hey, Hunter, when I start tapering off a little bit.
You guys, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about Tandy Newton, because she just spilled a lot of tea about Tom Cruise. What? Now, she told Vulture Tom pushed her into a place of terror and insecurity on the set of Mission Impossible 2, even describing one rehearsal as being, quote, a nightmare because Tom takes on so much and is under a ton of pressure. But he, quote, tries super hard to be a nice person. Bill, would you be terrified working with Tom?
Well, I've had the pleasure of interviewing Tom Cruise once, and let me tell you, he is definitely type A personality. Mr. Perfectionist, so I could understand it being very intense on the set because, you know, he produces his own movies too, so, you know, he's probably wearing like 80 hats, and then he's telling you, stand here, stand there, don't move, you know, it's probably over the top. So you probably have to take a Xanax just to do a scene.
Whew. Right. Okay. Yeah. But you would work with him or no?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, because I would work with him. Oh, yeah, right? He pays good. They pay well over there.
Yeah, well, I'd work with him because I like someone who's a little dominant, you know?
Right.
I like being... I'm okay with kind of taking the follow sometimes. But I also think Tandy kind of, in my opinion, she kind of did that thing where she hovers between being, like, direct about disliking working with him and then also trying to, like, cover it up. And to me, it's just a little weird. It's like, I don't know if she's genuinely scared of him or not, but if he was difficult to work with, she kept trying to, like, disclaim herself by being like,
it sounds like she wasn't completely trying to burn her bridge
right.
by saying, well, he's stressed out, he's very stressed, he's very intense. And I sometimes feel like intense and stressed out and things like that are just code words for being an I mean, he does kind of do all of his own stunts too, or the majority of some major stunts. If I'm jumping off a building, I might not be the nicest right beforehand. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is the same because I could be conflating the two a little bit, but I have to eat all my own desserts on Sugar Rush. And that could be a lot on the digestive system. So it's before and after where I'm a little bit, I'm just a little like, oh, I don't
you
know if
a,
I want to do this.
You need a tummy stunt double.
Somebody. Right, yeah.
I do need a tummy stunt double.
There you go.
All right, it looks like Kylie Jenner just got dethroned on Instagram, and not by Kim. The Rock is now the highest paid celebrity on the site. According to a social media marketing firm, he can now charge advertisers just over $1 million per post. Now, while Kylie still brings in an estimated $986,000 per post, she's still doing very well. But Hunter, are we surprised that The Rock took over Kylie in popularity and money?
No. In any sort of battle, I would put The Rock ahead of Kylie Jenner in terms of Victor. One, he just, I do think like Kylie Jenner kind of really came into a lot of this. Obviously her family had just the fame that nobody's experienced, and she was born into that, and then she used it and she created something pretty impressive. Her makeup company is incredible. But what The Rock did and what he's going to continue to do is he's just a hard worker. So he's just going up and up and up. His alcohol is taking off. I mean, I don't know. I just think The Rock is going to keep going.
The Rock is one of those kind of personalities that's infectious, right? Even though he's such a big guy and like super fit, there's something very likable about his brand. And I think that's the thing that really connects with the fans. You know, he's so engaging. And then Kylie is beautiful and famous, and, you know, she's got all of her stuff going on, too. But I think people want to feel just a little more personality. And The Rock makes fun of himself. I mean, and the ladies love him, too. You know, they always want to know what The Rock
is. I was really surprised that he had more Instagram followers. She has 100. I think he has 189. Kylie has 183. So I thought she had way more than him. So it's interesting. People, you know, they love The Rock. So $1 million per post. This is like not in addition to what he's making in movies, what he's making in other endorsements. Mm-hmm. So he is 1,000% cleaning up.
Like, he is winning.
Getting all the coin.
Oh my God.
He's also taking advantage. If you look at his page, it's like every post is a pair of shorts that you need to buy if you want to look like him. I don't look like The Rock, no matter what shorts I buy from his Instagram.
All right, guys, we are moving on because Cardi B is not one to hold back. She shared intimate waxing and piercings with fans on her pages in the past, but her latest Instagram post might have been a little TMI.
I'm in my crib getting my vagina bleached, my underarm bleached, because, you know, sometimes we just quick shave and everything, and it just gets your vagina just a little bit dark and everything, and I don't believe in body bleaching. I just believe in like on the arm or like your vagina, maybe your. I like my brown.
Okay. I saw your face during this, Bill. Is it a little too much information? Whoa, open.
I love the openness, but Lord have mercy. I mean, Jesus. What? I mean, do I need to hear this on TV? Okay, listen. Okay. All right. First of all, it's nothing wrong with maintaining. We've been going through this pandemic. Things probably got a little crazy. You know, a lot of ladies not getting their little Brazilians right now. You know, things could be a little wild. When you start talking about the booty and the vagina on TV, I don't know why my shoulders go like this.
Well, I will say she said it on Instagram. We putting it on TV.
Right. You said it on TV. And I stand by it. I like, for me, this is a learning experience because apparently things darken up with a quick shave.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, that actually does happen. Especially, yeah. If you are, especially if you're a woman of color and you're shaving because your hair is darker and, you know, it's curly. So, yeah, there's things like that. So she is correct.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're going to move on to other news because Brie and Nikki Bella celebrated their 37th week of pregnancy by stripping down for a photo shoot, and they look amazing. But, Hunter, you have a brother. Would you be up for this shoot with him?
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? I think it's, one, I would do it more for the comedy. I think it's so funny to do something like that. I think nudity from a guy who's not trying to show off his body, or anybody from a woman who's not trying to show off their body, I think it's hysterical. For them, I'm under this belief, I forgot, I heard it somewhere, but if you're, you know, in your prime, or even, you're not gonna get prettier naturally for the rest of your life. Like, your body is gonna be great in its 20s, great in its 30s, great in its 40s, great in its 50s. I'm saying you should take as many photos as you can so that you have memories of all the places your body has been. I don't think enough people take nude photos. I'm not saying send it to anybody, but I'm saying it would be nice to have one.
So they need to take it now?
Yeah, for everybody, what? Guys and girls, your body's not gonna get better magically. You either work for it or you don't. But if you, you know, if you're, yeah, just go get it bleached and take a photo.
No.
Go get your butthole bleached and take a photo.
Yes, of course they can document it, but 37 is not 77.
Right,
they can take these photos for a long time. They'll be all right.
That's what I'm saying. But take it every decade, so you have like a little progression. You know,
like Hunter said, while you got it going on, you might want to get it while you got it, because once it's gone, right, Hunter? You can't go back to 37. You know what I mean? You might as well work.
I don't know. Y'all ain't been in LA enough, because I know a lot of people that gone back to 37 with the right doctor. All right. We got to take a break. But up next, why Kourtney Kardashian thinks we all need stuffed animals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Now we know what to actually get Morgan for a wedding gift, because it is an adult cuddle toy, if you haven't heard of these things.
I've used those
before. Oh my gosh. I'm not getting into it with you. Apparently these are like the next big thing, you guys. According to Kourtney Kardashian's website, Poosh, they claim cuddle toys actually help ease anxiety and they have calming benefits. So if you've used something like this before, Hunter, would you be into this?
No, I'm not a big plush animal personally in the fan, in the bed. I'm not a fan of that. But I know people who are, and I don't judge them, because it's just like, it's not a big deal. Like those people who get really freaked out over like a girl who's got a stuffed animal in their bed. It's like, how weird are you that you're going to really care that much? It might be a little weird, but I'm not going to give a
right.
Okay. Bill, would you have a cuddle bunny or,
you know, I'm
panda
too,
or whatever?
I want to believe that I am so grown that it's impossible and I'm too cool that I would ever have stuffed animal. But then, have you seen some of these new animals they have now? They are so cuddly. Oh, my God. They're so warm and fuzzy. I was like, you know what? If I had to break down out of my coolness, a nice little teddy bear right here, just when you're going through the pandemic and you just want to make sure you're stressed out, you got to woosah.
Intimate.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Bill, I'm gonna pull you back a little bit, because I think you're going somewhere else.
You get a little
I was right there. I was...
Actually, I don't know. I was initially against it, but these animals are kind of cute.
They're cute.
I don't know if I would have one in the house, but if I got one as a gift, I wouldn't be mad. Okay. So, you know, I'm on the fence.
The only thing that would make me really want it is if it had like an ice pack inside or some sort of cooling system, because he's already weighted. So you get that kind of effect of like, oh, it's a person's body. It's like, you know, you have something next to you that's actually of substance. But to me, a person's body is just way too warm to be under covers next to. Like, I'm like, I got a Cal King bed for a reason.
See, this is saying a lot about you. You're just not into cuddling.
No, I'm a Cal King. I like cuddling until we're ready to fall asleep. And then as soon as we're ready to fall asleep,
release.
I don't want to know that you're there for the next 8.5 hours.
All right, now if you are more into cooking, Paris Hilton is back in the kitchen with her fingerless gloves. Her latest sliving session is taking on how to make banana bread.
We're gonna call this sliving banana bread. Whisk eggs, add in butter, mix, add in salt. Oh, I forgot the most important part. My sliving gloves. My boyfriend just got me this new June oven. This thing is amazing. It makes it so simple. You don't even need one of these big ovens. This is like the new oven. Okay, kind of like got a little, whatever that's called, concaved.
It feels like she only really knows like fake words. Like she's really good at the fake words that don't
right.
exist. But the real words, she's always like, what is this? This is called an oven?
Right. Listen, I don't know if I could watch Paris Hilton do anything at all, because all of it feels so staged. It doesn't feel real, you know? No one wears those kind of clothes in the kitchen. She just looks like a cute girl trying to pretend to be a cook, and it's not really vibing for me. And banana bread is so easy.
Yeah, I actually have mastered banana bread during this quarantine.
I have actually. You
I've
haven't
been
sent
big...
me one banana bread, Nina.
It's really good.
I'm sorry, it actually has been very tasty, so it hasn't made it out the house, Hunter. I've been slipping.
You've been slipping?
All right.
All right, finally, what would you do if your boyfriend just landed a half a billion dollar payday? Would you maybe flex a little bit on social media? Because that's what NFL star Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, Brittany Matthews, just did. She posted, "Let me tell y'all about my best friend. He earned that ish." Now, Bill, do you like her reaction, little low-key flex, or do you think she should have kept it hush-hush?
I think there's going to be a lot of statements coming from Brittany. A lot of things like, we're pregnant, we're going to Dubai, we just traveled the world 8 times, we having another baby. We bought four more dogs.
She doesn't necessarily need to get pregnant in order to support her man. Like, I feel like she does have a career of her own. I don't know if she's trying to trap him or anything like that. They're not married yet. They're just boyfriend.
Oh, they're going to get married. I can see that right now. They're getting married soon as he signed the pen. Right there. Bing, bing, bing.
They have been together a really long time. I think they're high school sweethearts. So she's been with him, you know, when he was probably in the twin bed, you know, eating sandwiches while he got ready for practice. So I feel like she, if they do get married, she's been there for him.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy to see young love. I'm obviously joking around, but I think it's really wonderful for a young guy who worked so hard. You know, imagine he's probably been playing football since he was 9, 10 years old, and to get at a point where he is groundbreaking in his profession and financially, that I think that might be one of the biggest contracts ever.
Hunter, would you know what to do with that money if you got it at your age right now?
I would know what to do with the money. I don't know what I would do with the football. Sports kind of elude me a little bit. But with the money, I'm a big fan of spending it on your family, making sure everybody who took care of you is taken care of, and then I would probably start like a small cult where I just, one of the rules is polygamy. And I don't know, probably the same as everybody else. Probably the same as you.
You don't need to start a cult to be a polygamist. I think
you could just do that anyway.
All right, enough of that. Coming up, is Reese making a sequel mistake? And is Jason Momoa too macho for his new role? Upgrade, downgrade is next. Hey guys, welcome back. All right, so some of our favorite actors and actresses are making questionable choices, at least sometimes. So we're going to decide if these next projects are an upgrade or a downgrade. All right, so this month, the second book in the Bird Box series is being released. So is it only a matter of time before the movie comes out? Critics pan Sandra's hit, but it did great numbers for Netflix. So would a sequel to this be an upgrade?
Truth. Take your blindfold off.
What do you guys think? Should Sandra do a sequel? Should there be a second movie?
The movie, it may have done great numbers, but it was just laughed at. At least the people that I talked to about it. Some people loved it, but like, who would want to sign up, no matter how good the money is? If you're basically signing up just to see how bad the second one could be to large groups of people. Like, that's it.
I think they should do a sequel and just try to do better, certain things better, because now they know what people like. You know, they do always do those, you know, whole research behind the movies. I say go one more time and get the money.
See, so I'm a fan of sometimes watching something knowing it's going to be bad, not for the original intent. So not because it's a romantic movie or because it's action, but because I know I'm going to laugh at how dumb it is. So in that case, let's say upgrade. All right, Hunter, you're in the minority there.
Yes.
All right. And the news broke this week that Brad Pitt has committed to starring in the action film Bullet Train. In the movie, 5 assassins find themselves on a fast moving train as they try to make it out alive. All right, y'all. So Brad is now 56. Do you think he's over all of this action and all the drama that it brings, or do you think he's ready to just go ahead and boot up and suit up for another action role?
Brad Pitt is on a roll right now. Are you kidding me? The man got all those kids, been through a divorce, bounced back. What he won? Did he get? He won the Oscar. Well, he still got it, Brad. I say, strap it on, go hard, do something for the people.
Bill, I like how you started by saying, Brad's on a roll. He just got a divorce. He's got five kids. And I was like, Bill and I got different ideas of what a role is. But I also agree, you're not too old to be an actor in Hollywood at any point. You can get replaced in all of those scenes. You don't have to be Tom Cruise. You know, Brad could be nice to Tandy while he watches a stunt double do some insane shit on a train. Right. And he still gets all the credit.
Bill, upgrade for you or downgrade?
Upgrade. I can't wait.
Hunter?
Upgrade. I like Brad doing anything.
Yeah, I'm going to say upgrade. Brad Pitt has still got it, in my opinion, so I'm here for it. All right, and finally, Deadline Hollywood says Jason Momoa is signed on to play Frosty the Snowman in the hybrid live-action remake of the animated Christmas classic. Here is a flashback in case you guys have forgotten.
I am alive! What a neat thing to happen to a nice guy like me.
It's going to be a different shaped snowman, that's for sure.
Yeah. What kind of snowman are we about? I never thought of Frosty as sexy.
You know what Jason Momoa is known for is his impeccable voice. That's what he kind of gets cast for. So
right.
I'm thinking that's what it is.
I don't know how they're going to do it where it captures the essence of Jason's thing, because his thing is, you know, he's a good looking guy and his hair and, like you said, his voice. So you just going to throw that in some snow. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, because I'm always confused when they say it's a hybrid live action, because I always feel like, doesn't that mean it's not all animation?
Well, it could be live action kids, live action everyone else, but Frosty himself could be fully animated, which means we might never see Jason Momoa. Instead, we'll get some of his Shakespearean acting chops
that he's so known for. I was thinking we were going to get a fit Frosty, you know, a Frosty that had toned up a little bit, you know, now it looks like, you know, we may not get that. All right, well, whatever. Do you guys think this is an upgrade or a downgrade?
I personally think it could be an upgrade. He could be a part of a regular Christmas tradition movie, which is kind of exciting.
I'm on the fence. I'm going to go with downgrade, though. I'm not feeling this for him. But, you know, go ahead and get your coin, Jason. Okay, look, we got to go. That is it for us. Bill, thank you so much again for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's so much fun. Way to go, Hunter. Way to go, Nina.
We appreciate you. You guys be sure to tune in tomorrow for an all-new show. Bye.
Peace.